Hello, and welcome to the second issue of Arlington Talking Books News to Use newsletter. I'm Jennifer Lewis, and I'm the team lead for the Accessibility and Collections team, which includes the Talking Book Service. I've been a reference and collections librarian with Arlington Public Library for 15 years, and have spent the last 2 years focusing on accessibility services. I'm a native of Virginia, and outside of work, I love spending time with my family, cooking new dishes, and reading suspense and historical fiction novels. Right now, the library is in the middle of its annual winter reading program, which runs from January 1st through March 1st. To participate, all you need to do is read 3 books of your choosing and let the Talking Book staff know you've completed them by March 1st. You can then claim your prize for a coupon for a free book from any of the ongoing Friends of the Arlington Public Library book sales at Central Library or any of the branches. You will also be entered in a raffle to win a set of books by our Spring 2020 Arlington Reads authors, and you are welcome to attend a hot chocolate party on Saturday, March 14th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, please contact Talking Book staff. The Census 2020 is coming soon. Make sure you are counted. In mid-March, letters will go out to households around the country inviting them to respond to the 2020 Census. Why should you respond? Well, census results play a huge part in determining how governments at all levels allocate hundreds of billions of dollars for services that communities rely on. But some groups of people, including those who are blind or disabled, historically have been undercounted. We at Arlington Public Library want to make sure all of our patrons are counted and don't miss this chance to shape their future. If you have questions about the census, we're here to help. Contact us at 703-228-6333 or talkingbooks@arlingtonva.us. Our new monthly blind and low vision resource group is off to a great start. In October, we welcomed Alex Castillo, a rehabilitation teacher from the Department with the Blind and Vision Impaired, also known as DBVI. We learned about the services that they offer. To learn more, please visit the Department of the Blind and Vision Impaired website or call them at 804-371-3140. In November, we welcomed Carol Froelich from the Metropolitan Washington Ear. As a qualified Talking Book patron, you will also qualify for membership to Washington Ear, but you will need to complete their application. Members have access to daily newspapers via phone or a special radio provided with membership. You also have access to an audio description service at select live theater performances, and you can use their lookup service for reading things like the grocery store circulars or for looking up other information. For more information about Washington Ear, visit their website or call them at 301-681-6636. In January, Davida Luers, Northern Virginia Chapter President of the Foundation Fighting Blindness, talked about the Foundation's activities and goals. Their primary mission is to support research to find cures for retinal diseases. They host regular meetings and speaker series, which are free and open to the public. They also host fundraising events, including the National Vision Walk that takes place on Sunday, May 5th at Cameron Run Regional Park. DeVito was accompanied to the meeting by her guide dog, Chubb, who she found through the Guide Dog Foundation for the Blind in Smithtown, New York. DeVito also shared what she considered to be great resources, such as the American Council of the Blind, the Virginia Lions Club, and Patrick Timoney, who is the Accessible Technology Librarian with DC Public Library's Center for Accessibility. If you have any questions about these or other services, please call us. We'll do our best to get you the answers you're looking for. Also, please join us for our March meeting on Friday, March 13th, to hear from Dr. Suleiman Alibai, Doctor of Optometry with Low Vision Services. Dr. Alibai is an acclaimed resource in the local blind and low vision community. He will talk about the services he offers, which emphasize education and counseling about the best way to cope with chronic vision loss. The group meets the second Friday of the month from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Central Library. You may have heard recently that the National Library Service, which is also known as NLS, has a new name and logo. It is no longer the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. It is now known as the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled and will continue to be abbreviated to NLS. The new name addresses some outdated language and more clearly communicates the population it serves. NLS sought input on this name change from stakeholder groups and gathered data through various public channels, including its users. Now, I would like to share one of my reading recommendations with you. I recently read The Flight Attendant by Chris Bojalian, DB90518, and I enjoyed it very much. Here's a little information about it. Follow Cassie Bowden's travels as a flight attendant as she tries to piece together the missing memories of the night she woke up in a hotel room in Dubai next to a murdered man. Filled with intrigue, danger, humor, and suspense, this is one I couldn't stop reading until I reached the end. Look for more reading recommendations by Talking Book staff in future newsletters. And if you would like to share a recommendation for the newsletter, please contact us. Would you like to learn how to download your own books at home rather than waiting for a cartridge? Here are some tips and tricks for getting started with Bard, which is the free download book system. It puts our full collection of audiobooks and magazines at your fingertips. You can use the Bard website or the app on your phone or tablet. Here is some information about the layout of the Bard app. The first section is called the bookshelf section, and it contains the books you have downloaded. The second section is called the Get Books section. This contains your wish list, new books in Bard, your previous downloads, the most popular books in Bard, magazines, and the Bard website. The third section is the Settings section, which has audio, display, and user account settings. The fourth and final section is the Now Reading section, and this is where you can play the books that you've downloaded. The screen is set up like a mini version of the digital talking book player. Here are some tips and tricks for using the Bard app. In the settings, under audio settings, turn the background playback on so your device does not have to stay open and run the battery down while you listen to a book. If a book doesn't play all the way or there's an error message, there are two options that will usually get you back on track. One option is to completely shut down the app and bring it back up, or you can delete the book and re-download it from the previous download section of the Get Books area. If you have questions, please contact us and we'll be happy to help you. Would you like to know which books are new to the Talking Books collection? You can view the January and February 2020 issue of Talking Books Topics on the NLS website at www.loc.gov/NLS/. You can also request a large print or audio cartridge copy of the Talking Books Topics by contacting us. Here are some upcoming Arlington Public Library programs that you may be interested in. The first one is Free Tax Preparation Assistance by AARP for people of low or moderate income. Walk-in appointments are available at Central Library or by appointment by calling 703-829-6192. The dates for this service are February 4th through April 15th. On Tuesdays from 10 a.m. until 6:30 p.m. and on Thursdays from 10 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. Walk-in appointments are also available at the Columbia Pike Library. The dates at Columbia Pike are January 31st through April 14th on Tuesdays from 1:15 p.m. until 7:45 p.m. and on Fridays and Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Another program you may be interested in is called Aging Well Advanced Care Planning. This will be held on Monday, March 2nd from 1:30 until 2:30 p.m. at Central Library. Another program is called Laughter Yoga. This is held on Monday, March 2nd from 6:30 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. at Central Library. Aurora Hills Knits will be held on Wednesday, March 4th from 7 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. at the Aurora Hills Library. Arlington Reads Roxanne Gay, in conversation with the Arlington Public Library Director Diane Kresch, will be held on Tuesday, March 10th from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. at Central. We have ongoing language conversation classes throughout the library system. You can practice Arabic, Chinese, English, French, Italian, or Spanish. These are held on various days and times. For more information, please contact us. The Blind and Low Vision Resource Group meets on the second Friday of the month from 2 p.m. until 3:30 p.m. at Central Library. On Friday, March 13th, we will welcome Dr. Suleiman Alibai from Low Vision Services. Technology tutoring sessions are available throughout the library system as well. These are 30-minute one-on-one appointments. These are held on various days and times. Please call or email us for more information. As we near the end of this newsletter, here is a reminder that the Talking Book staff is here for you. We can help you to select or download books, register for library programs, or connect you with other information you may be looking for. Please call or email us at 703-228-6333 or at talkingbooks@arlingtonva.us. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to serving you.